Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, I was explaining the meaning of the words forsaking and assembling. Let's continue with that thought today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
They misunderstand the word provoke. For example, fathers, provoke not your children into wrath. And we say we're just getting them mad by yelling at them and screaming. No, that's not what it means. It's urging them to do wrath. And here, you're urging them, strongly urging. That's what the word provoke has, a strong urging. And we find here we're to have a strong urging to consider one another, to strongly urge them to love and do good works. But that's a colon. And it says, here's the first thing he says after love and good works, and puts a colon. So we know that this is one of the things he's talking about that deals with love and good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, we'll see a couple things there. One of the things that is to provoke others into love and to good works is to strongly urge them to be faithful to God's house, not forsaking. Now, the word forsake means to leave altogether, but when you have an ing on it, then it changes the meaning. It's there, not there, there, not there, not forsaking the assembling. Assemble would be just a one-time getting together, but assembling is getting there, not there, getting there, having a new assembly, again, assemble, again, assembled, like we do Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. There is an assembling. So he says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the matter of some is. Even in that day, they had people that weren't faithful to God's house that could be there, but their convenience, their comfort was first. But then he says, exhorting. Again, the ing shows it's a continual over and over thing. So continually exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, if you believe that Jesus is coming soon, if you're looking at America, you're looking at this world, and you see all the troubles and trials, you say, boy, the Lord has to come soon. Then he says, don't be forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. Be more faithful than you've ever been. And exhort others to do the same. Now, him that knoweth to do good, doeth it not, to him to sin. Is this a good thing to do? Well, the Bible says it is. So if it's a good thing to do and we don't do it, what is it? It's sin. So it's good to provoke others unto love and good works, isn't it? If we don't, then what is it? Well, it's sin. Now, we don't like to admit that, because in our minds, sin is going out robbing a bank. Sin is cheating with another man's wife or another woman's husband. What about church attendance? That's the first thing he gave as an example. Should we exhort others also to church attendance? Should we have tracts? Should we be on visitation? Should we be active in the work of the local church? You read Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, has to do about really equipping us for the ministry to do the work. Now, I've had people that have sat in here and seem to have some Bible knowledge, but, you know, I'll go an entire year, never see them at a visitation, never see them walk an aisle. And it seems like there's a self-righteousness, and there are people who will be down on things that you do, and they'll feel like that they're the ones that are to keep the things straight in the church. Now, how can you keep things straight when you're not doing the right things? You never give out a tract. You never witness to a lost soul. You're not involved in the ministry in some way or another. Don't think that you're in a position to criticize the church because you need to get your heart right with God. And we had those people. Look, I've had people leave our church and other churches I've been in with all kinds of lurid accusations and never come to me. And the accusations were just out and out lies. Now, maybe somebody told them those things. I don't know. But if, had they come, we could have straightened those things out. But you see, some people, they want to get their way. If they don't get their way, they quit. They get mad. They go other places. Okay. And so again, these people don't see what they're doing as sin. But God says it's sin. The heartbreaking thing for me is that I love those people. And I hate for them to get to the judgment seat of Christ if they are saved, and I believe they are, before they find out that it was sin. Now it's too late to do anything about it, so they're saved, so as by fire. Now, we consider in this book, for an example, in verses 9 through 11. There we read, "He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes." So we know that just by that, that many people that call themselves Christians are living in sin because they don't do this. They don't love the brethren. They don't care about it. They don't do their part in this thing. And so they are not doing good as the Bible commands them to do good. And he had something against another brother. The Bible tells you to go to him, not to everybody else. Go to him. Go to her. You don't go to him. You don't go to her. Then you're not doing what the Bible says. So you're not doing that which is good. Therefore, you're in sin, even though the problem you have with him may be very real. So always make sure you do God's will, God's way. And by the way, do it always in God's timing. And so we read also in chapter 4 of this same book, verses 5 and 6, it shows this. He says there, "They are the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Now, you got people that are, they go contemporary. They got to live like the world, talk like the world, do the things the world does. And by the way, when they do that, what do we know from that? Well, we just read, they're of the world. This is what the world likes. The world hears them. We're of God. It's those that know God that will hear us. And for preaching the truth, preaching the word as it is to men as they are, then they're not going to hear us. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, he says there in that passage. In chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. And by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments." Again, love for God and keeping his commandments are married to one another. So don't say you love God and you refuse to keep his commandments. "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments," verse 3, "and his commandments are not grievous." See, commandments of God, I'll hear people say, "Oh man, those standards, you're legalistic, all those standards." And yet they're biblical things. Why are they legalistic? Because their hearts are worldly. They're walking in the flesh, not in the spirit. But if you're walking in the spirit, the commandments of the Lord are not grievous. They really aren't. "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Sound Bible doctrine by which we live. So here are verses throughout this book that are telling us about good works and what love, what truth is, and how we should walk therein. So you don't want to be a liar and be void of the truth, but these are things that tell you, specifically giving you illustration of the difference. Therefore, gossip. Now look, the word gossip is not in the Bible, but let me tell you what it is. Sowing discord among brethren. That is gossip. The word gossip's not in there, but the teaching is. So, you sow discord among brethren, you're sitting around and you're talking to others. You know what he did? Yeah, they said that. I shouldn't tell this, but I guess I will. But a man who had divorced, he had divorced rightly because his wife had many times committed adultery. Now, I actually tried to talk the man into staying with her, trying to work it out, and which I will always do. I've never, ever counseled anybody to divorce, and people that have been with me, around me, know that, and people that have come to me know that as well. But they divorced, and after a while, he started dating a good, godly Christian girl. He brought her coffee to her work in the morning before the work starts, you know, and gave her the cup of coffee. Well, there were people that I almost thought, well, boy, that coffee must have made her with child, because they were so mad and angry, and they gossiped about that for days. You know, when those things happen, you're saying, what in the world is going on? Well, you see, gossip is sowing discord among brethren. What does Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19 call that? An abomination. And by the way, it uses the same Hebrew word for abomination, for sowing discord among brethren, that is gossip. And that same Hebrew word is used for the sin of homosexuality. So just understand that you're going to be down on homosexuality and you gossip, you're just as bad as they are. You're practicing, what you're practicing is just as bad as what they're practicing. And not on our side, of course, but I'm talking about the Holy God side. He's the judge. I'm not the judge. He is. So gossip, slandering the brethren, causing others to fall because you make accusations without proof and you don't try to go to them and get things right and rescue them from a way that you think is wrong. You cast doubt on another person's integrity or position. Then that makes you both a hypocrite and a deceiver. Now, don't we know that Satan is a deceiver? And so the power of the devil in your life is very strong, and he's winning the victory over you, trying to make you think that you're a good Christian, when really these sins say that you are not. Now, a lot of times, I think it's a good thing when somebody comes to you sowing discord or gossip, speaking evil of others, say, well, what did they say when you went to them about it? Now, they'll make excuses why they can't. I've heard all kinds of excuses. Oh, you can't go to them about it. They got a terrible temper. Oh, you can't go to them about it because they will do this to you. No, that's not what the Bible says. It doesn't put those if clauses that you're putting in. As a matter of fact, you don't even know those if clauses are true.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my